This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 190 for Friday, December 15th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. The ICE Futures canola market was weaker Friday, but managed to settle off the six-month lows hit earlier in the day. Chart-based speculative selling and a lack of any supportive fundamental news kept the path of least resistance pointed lower. Early losses in Chicago soy oil also weighed on prices, but soy oil managed to turn higher, and that did lend some support to the Canadian oilseed. Both European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil futures also held closer to unchanged. The Canadian dollar did continue to strengthen relative to its U.S. counterpart, hitting its highest level since August. That stronger currency cuts into crush margins and makes exports less attractive to international buyers. In the U.S., soybeans were lower, or mixed actually, at the closed, while corn and wheat both moved higher. Soybeans trading to both sides of unchanged, the nearby January contract holding on to a gain at the final bell, up a penny at $13.15 per bushel, while the March contract down half a cent at $13.31.5. The possibility of rain in dry regions of Brazil sometime next week accounted for some selling pressure in the soybean market. Argentina's soybean crop was 60% seeded, according to a report out of that country, with most fields in decent condition. In Brazil, the nearby forecast remains hot and dry before more rains are set to return early next week. Solid export demand was supportive for soybeans. The USDA announced flash sales of 134,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning, with another 447,000 tons to unknown destinations. Corn futures, they found strength on ideas the market was looking overdone to the downside, with end-of-the-year positioning supportive. The March contract up 3 cents at $4.83 per bushel. Argentina's corn crop is generally in good shape, according to reports, while opinions remain mixed on the state of Brazilian production, as the northern growing regions remain too dry and the south too wet. Wheat did move higher on Friday with speculative short covering behind some of the strength as fund traders square up positions ahead of the holidays. Recent export demand was also supportive, although there was no fresh business reported today. Minneapolis spring wheat up 13 cents in the March contract at $7.31 per bushel. Kansas City up 6 cents in the March contract at $6.42 per bushel, and Chicago soft wheat up 13 cents in the March contract at $6.29 per bushel. Rain and snow across the southern U.S. plains should help winter wheat in that region, tempering the advances. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, December 15th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.